מי הקדוש ברוך הוא מעצמי שנאמר אם יכול להתחת אותי ועצום עם כיתם אומר רבי ישוע כל המעצמי מעצמי שוי מדפרי שנאמר יסליח לפניי ויתומי וכסימי ואיסו לאב אמין גוי אומר רב כל הנחש לי נחש in other words, whoever tries to indulge in divination, in omens, in signs of all kinds, so then this Shanachotim Vahsomim Reishinacho, Shemitim Bechodova, the Ram says, for the Amrim HaMitir Tavishochim, Mandi Kopit Kabbalim, Shemem HaKominach. Now the best Gemara says in the Chubgir Zubi, now, there is two daphim of the morning that discuss Zubin, but the union of Zubin is not mentioned in the Rambam, it's not mentioned in the Torah, it's not mentioned in the Torah, it's not mentioned in any of the postures. Why? Because the Gemara is talking after mentioning all the union of Zubin under what circumstances Zubin is mutter and under what circumstances Zubin is otter. So the Gemara says, man the copies cardinal. In other words, the Judith is only Osea in the Mokin where the people are Heshit for the Judith. But in the Mokin where people are not Heshit, for Judith it's not Osea. So the Rav Amir explains it in Tzohim because actually there is no intrinsic danger in Judith. But the people, Bizman Chazal, many people, Bizman Chazal, even the Jews, believed in the Judith. So seeing it was so rooted, the fear of Judaism from the Mele it was harmful. So even a person, even a Jew, who says, I have not shot it, but unconsciously he was afraid, and the Mele it was harmful. The Mele it was harmful. So, but today no one is thinking, no one is afraid of Judaism, so that's the reason it's why the dream of Judaism cannot mention. So this is the same thing. Kol amnachas loy nachas. So it's nachas v'yachas. So shal nechotim v'achdomim reishin nachas v'yachim v'chodolo. I know a certain person who was told by a gypsy that he'll have a heart attack in a certain year. And that person was so bothered by this prediction by the gypsy that in the same year that person had died. So it's because of that, so it's psychosomatic. So that's the example in the month. So how can you say that the Hoshim of Samim Reishinach of Shemizek, that the divination and the omen will be that harmful for him because of the Posik of Nach Yaku, but the Posik says that the counter is just the reverse. Kiloi, the Lamed Aleph. Not Lamed Bob. If it had been written Lamed Bob, then you could say that. But it's written with Lamed Aleph. Elo Mishum Midah Pinagamida. It's not going to do it with Bobby. Mishum Midah Pinagamida. Tone Ave Breder of Zere. Kolotom Shemi Menachesh, Machis Neite, Yimchize. And it could be that this person who had a heart attack, so it wasn't just the Derech HaTeva because he was so afraid. That was Midah Kenegad because that person believed in the gypsy. So this is what he meant. Tana Ave Brei Tiravere Kolodom Tene Menache Ismach Yisrei Tegim Kisse Tiavilo Malachi Asore In the Chim Yisrei Tegim Kisse Tiravere 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 Tiravere
Tiravere Tiravere Tiravere Tiravere Tiravere Tiravere Tiravere מפני מה ננש אברום אבינו
ומצד בדלת במצרים מותיים ועת השמים
אורצו ארגלי בתלמוד החכם
שלמה ביורד את חליך הפתמיד הזה דיבו ינפול
תגידי לי ישראל
ומי אחרי שאני אצבאומן
ורציבי פרפרן תהי ויסקורת
זה אינגן מדי
Yeshiva students
in the army, and
and
we found out
There is no mocker in all of
Pshat. There is no mocker in all of Pshat.
That the yeshiva student could not be inducted. Well, I don't know with whom he discussed it. I might have a guess, but anyway, he didn't say who discussed it with him. But this is one mocker. That the yeshiva student, when I say yeshiva students, I don't mean just someone who is enrolled in yeshiva. It means someone who is a ben Torah and who is involved in learning. So he cannot be inducted into the army. This is one gemara, and then there is this gemara here on Midori. Mipnei ma nenesh Avraham Avinu v'nishtab de bonav v'mitzrayim mosayim v'esar shonim. מפני שאוסו האנגריה ותלמיד חכם שנאמר ויורקס חניכוב יליד בייסי. So in other words, חניכוב, who are the חניכוב? I mean, they are not such, I mean, such כדיו ישראל, I mean, the חניכוב. אברהם אבינו was מלמד להם, I mean, צדוקו ומשפוט, כי אם דתיו למנשי צווס, בונובס בייסי אחוב. So Mimele, they are considered like Talmud Chachamim. It doesn't have to be a real Talmud Chochem. In other words, let's say a real Talmud Chochem, so in Talmud Chochem is Manazeh, but here it means someone who is involved in learning. So, because the Chanichov of Avraham Avinu were not really real Talmud Chachamim either. And still, Avraham Avinu was Nenesh. So not, that means someone who is involved in learning, whether he is a Talmud Chochem or not a real Talmud Chochem, so he cannot be inducted. And then there is a Gemara in Seite that also he was one of the Malchei, the Tzadikim, the Melochim Tzadikim in the Bais Rishon also. But he had one Avere, one serious Avere, that he also Angarye B'Talmid Chachon. Also was Nenesh, the Gemara in Seite says, because he inducted Talmid Chachomim into the army. So we see, so there is a mocker for that yeshiva student. If he's a yeshiva student that wants to be involved in learning, so then there is a mocker that he should not be inducted. As a matter of fact, the Rambam, does anyone have Shemitah be able? No? Okay, thank you. The Rama, the end of Hilchah Shemitah be able. So he says, Yudgimu Aloch Yudveiz, Vilomo Lozocho Levi, בנחלס ארץ ישראל ובזוסו עם אחוב, מפני שהובדה לעבד לצד השם, לישור סי ולהירס דרוכף הישורים ומשפוט הצדיקים לרבים, שנמר יירו משפטך על יעקב וסרוסך על ישראל. לפיכוך, הובדלו מדרכי אילום, ולא ערכים מלחמו כשור ישראל. So the Rambam mentions here a din, that Shevet Levi were not Where is it mentioned Shevet Levi was not Eich Milchom? But the Rambam says that Shevet Levi were not Eich Milchom. Then, so Eich Milchom or Kishol Yisrael v'nechalin v'lizichin la'atzim ki ha'gufon aleim chil Hashem shenem ha'boruch ha'di Shem chilei v'hu boruchu zich aleim shenem ha'nechal k'cho v'nach l'secho. Then the Rambam concludes v'lo Shevet Levi b'lvad elu kol ish v'ish mikol boyo eilom ashanot v'ruchei אויסוי ויביני מדוי ליבודי לעמיד לפני יד השם לישורסי ולהיבדי לודי יש עד השם והולך הליך יושו כמו שעשו הליקים ופורק מלצבורי וחשביני סרבים אשר ביקשו בני אודום הרי זה נזכד יש קדש קדושים ויד השם חלקי ונחלוסי לילה מלו 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 מביס לו מה זה דו ממש כמו שזיקו לקים להלווים. So in other words, so that means that anyone who dedicates himself to be a real Ben Torah and to cast off the ilz meil tzavor eil chashbinis arabim, so has the same din like a Shevet Levi. It doesn't mean he has a Shevet, like Shevet Levi, that he can duchum and he can do the Avid in the Mikdosh. He means in regard to Huvdelu Midake Eilam. Lo Yeichim Milchomo Kisho Yisrael. So he has the same din as Shevet Levi. So that's the same aloche that we see that the Talmud Chochem cannot be inducted. And that Avraham Avinu and also HaMelech were nenesh for doing Angarye b'Talmud Chachomim. Angarye means inducting. Now, this Rambam mentions in so many words that Shevet Levi did not participate more. Now, the question is raised because the Gemara in Kedushin has an abaye, Kein Mau b'Yifasteya. There is a loch of Yifasteya, V'Riso b'Shivyo. So the Gemara has an abaye as to whether Kein is Mutter b'Yifasteya. Yifasteya is only Mutter to Chlutzi Tzomo, Milchom. Now, if Shevet Levi does not participate in war, so how could it be Mutter b'Yifasteya? But that's no kasha. The Rambam only says that Shevet Levi cannot be forced to participate in war. But if he wants to volunteer, he can volunteer. So maybe the Shaila is, suppose a Kayan volunteered to participate in the war. So whether he has the heter of Yifasteya or not, because of the Isazene. So, but it's not that a Kayan, Shevet Levi, cannot participate in war. He cannot be forced to participate more. And from this Rambam we see that this halacha, that Shevet Levi cannot be forced, cannot be inducted into the army, is not limited only to Shevet Levi, but to anyone who dedicates himself to Avodas Hashem. But Bizman Abayis, naturally, Shevet Levi were dedicated to Avodas Hashem. But it applies to Israel too, to Shevet Levi Bilvav. Now, I don't have a Chumash Bamidbar with the Sifri, the Malbim's Chumashim, but the Yalkut Shemeini mentions the Droshes in the Sifri. That's his free. Rabbi Kiva Emir, Elof Lamatesh Nimosarov, Umatal Medlimel Chomates Yisroel Tishl Cholatzavo. Lehovi Eshifti Shalev. So the Gro, and here in the Al Kshemeni it's put in brackets, but that's the Gils of the Gro, in the Sifri. Instead of Lehovi, the Gro puts in Leheitzi eshifti shalev. So they are took your sois. They are took your sois in the Sifri. In other words, whether Shevet Levi was inducted in that Milchome Neged Midyon, Or, so one Girsa is Lehov. One Girsa is Lehov. And the cross Girsa is Lehetzia Shifte Shalei. Lehetzia Shifte Shalei. Now, the Rambam says the Shevet Levi lo yechem lechomo. But, so does that mean that the Rambam must accept the Girsa of Lehetzia Shifte Shalei? He cannot accept the Girsa Lehov Yeshifte Shalei. No. There is no, it's not muchach at all, because when the Rambam says lo yich mulchomo, the Rambam could have referenced mulchemes or shoes. So mulchemes or shoes, there are many, many exemptions. I mean, kol yishayor v'rachaleivov yilech yosh lebeisei rasi shavu lekocho not a kerem v'lo yichilolei. I mean, bonabais lechanochei. There are so many exemptions. Some mele, so Shevet Levi is also an exemption. Are also exempt. Mashenkin here, it was Mechemes Mitzvah. Nikeim, Vaydaber Hashem al Meishel Aimea. Nikeim Nikmas Me Yisroel Meis Abidyonim. Achat Yosef Lamecho, and it was Mechemes Mitzvah. And the Medrash Tanchume says, Mikan Omru Chachomim, Habo Lehoge Cho Hashkim Vohoge. Habo Lehoge Cho Hashkim Vohoge. In other words, so the Miri, in Sanhedrin, in the Sugi of Redeiv, so the Miri says that where is the Mokia for Redeiv? So he says, so first he says the Parsha of Machteres, we have the Aloche of Redeiv, Parsha of Machteres, Ein Lidomi. Why? Because the Ganev, he is Boal Nefoshes, he's Boal Nefoshes, because he has the intention to kill the Balabites. If the Balabites will not accommodate him the way he wants. So, and then the Miri says there is not a Mokir, and he mentions the Droshe in Tanchume, Medrash Tanchume. Nikim Nikmas, Bnei Yisroel Misabiyonim Achatos Lamecho, Nikan Omru Kolabo Lehoge Cho Hashkim Vohoge. So what's, I mean, what is it? Why does he have to resort to this Roshe? The answer is, there are two aloches of Abol Hoge Cho Hashkem Vohoge. One aloche of Abol Hoge Cho Hashkem Vohoge is aloche of Abol Hoge Cho Hashkem Vohoge in respect to a yochit. In other words, if one yochit, whether he's a nochri or a Yisrael, tries to kill someone, so you have a right to kill him. You have a right to kill Abol Hoge Hashkem Vohoge. But here, that's the parsha of Machteres. But then, here we have in Droshe, Mikan Omru Chachomim Abol Hoge Hashkem Vohoge, and that's the aloche that is mentioned in Rashi, in Bishalach, that Tzipraisi Misachas Seifrim, Tzipraisi Misachas Seifrim, many Jewish Mosrim did a lot of trouble to the Jewish people in the course of generations because of this. So Teisves in Daf Chovov in Avlizore points out that it means, and that's mentioned in Misachas Seifrim explicitly. So Rabbi Yechiel in his Vikuchim with some of the Mishmodim, so he said what it's based upon the Halacha of Abol Hoge Hashkem Vohoge, but which Abol Hoge Hashkem Vohoge? Which Abol Hoge Hashkem Vohoge? That is not the Abol Hoge Hashkem Vohoge that is implicit in the parsha of Machteres. That implies that if a certain person tries to kill me or to kill someone else, you are allowed to kill him in order to save the Nirdim. But there is another aloche of teif shebigoyim b'shas mechom ha'areik. Let's say when the Arab terrorist, so let's say attack the Jews in Israel, so we are allowed to fight back. Now, even though when you fight back, you might kill someone who was not involved in attempting to kill the Jews. But if a whole collective is determined to destroy us, so then the whole collective, like the Arab, the Palestinians, the Arab terrorists, so have a din of Redeiv. That's the pshat in Tevshem Goyim Bishas Mechom Areik. In other words, if the Goyim attack us, so then, and we have to defend ourselves, so we'll start thinking, this Goy on the battlefield, I'm not going to shoot him. He might be a nice guy. How can I shoot him? The answer is, if the whole nation, or a certain group of that nation, is trying to destroy us, then the whole nation has a din of Aredev. This is deduced from the posik of Tzchir HaSavivyon. Really, we don't learn it out from this posik. Mateis, I mean, it's in respect to the Midyonim, but Tzchir HaSavivyonim Kitzirim Im Lochem. So from that posik, we learn Mikanom Chachomim Habor Hogech Vashkim Vahogim. So there are two aloches of Aredev. There is aloche of Aredev on an individual level, and there is aloche of Aredev on a collective level. That's the pshat in Teif Shebegoyim Bishas Mulchom Areik. In other words, if it is necessary in order to ward off a certain attack, so then we are allowed to kill even a good goy. But Chas V'Sholem, if it's not necessary, then not. So the Midrash Tanchumi says, Tzchir HaSamidyonim, Kitzir Yimim Lochem, that Mikanom Chachomim Abol Hog Chashkim Vorge. So that's a Mechemes Mitzvah. And this is really the Mokia for the Rambam Shite, that Ezra Yisroel Yatzor Shebo Aleihem is a Mechemes Mitzvah. Where is that Mechemes Mitzvah? This is this Droshe in the Midrash Tanchumi of Tzchir HaSamidyonim, Kitzir Yimim Lochem, Mikanom Chachomim Abol Hog Chashkim Vorge. That's Ezra Yisroel Yatzor Shebo Aleihem. So the Mechemes Midyon was a Mechemes Mitzvah. So that's why we have two Gersoyes. Of course, insofar as the Mechemes Roshus is concerned, so then it goes without saying that Shevet Levi cannot be inducted. But here it was a Mechemes Mitzvah, so according to one Gersoy, Tishlechu Letzavo Lehovi Yeshiv Tishlechu Levi, that Shevet Levi was only exempt from Mechemes Roshus, not from Mechemes Mitzvah. But the Goyin's Gersay is, Tishlechu Litzovo Lehetzi Yeshiv Tisha Levi. That Shevet Levi, and Shevet Levi, as the Rambam says, doesn't mean Shevet Levi. It means those who are dedicated to Avedas Hashem. So Mimele, so according to the Goyin's Gersay, so even in Mechemes Mitzvah he cannot be inducted. So, Omer Avui, Omer Abulazar, Mipnei Ma Nena, Shavrom Avinu, Nishtav Bonof, Mitzrayim, Mosayim, Vesashonim, Mipnei Shosa Angari, Tom Nechachon, Shenem Avra Yorek, Eschanich, Ophili Lebesi, Ushmuel Omer, Mipnei Shif, Vesal Medei, Shraku, Nishborchu, Shenem Ma, Babe Ida, Akir, Shem, Verabi Eichen Omer, Shehifriz, Bnei Odom, Milikon, Istachas, Kam, Vyashchino, Shenem Ma, Tili, Anefesh, Vochush, Kachloch, and Avrom Avinu went along with what Melech Zvim said. So he was managed for it, because if he hadn't returned all the nefoshes to the Melech Zedim, then gradually they would have come closer to Akoras Abir. Vayor es chanicho filide beise. Rav omar sheurikom biteiro. Sheurikom biteiro. Now, so the Ran has two pshot. One pshat shirikom b'teiro, zirzom b'teiro. In other words, even though the pshat, the plain pshat in the posik vayorek eschanicho b'libeisei, he mobilized all the members of his household. He mobilized. But, so he says shirikom b'teiro, it means zirzom b'teiro, it means how did he inspire the members of his household to fight with courage through Torah. Lo shenacher hirikom min ha-teiro. In other words, he prevented them from learning. So then that is in line with, because also Angari mitalmid lechachom. Alright. Ushmilo ma shehirikom bizov. In other words, it's not that Avraham Avinu forced them to participate in that war, but he just induced them. He supplied an inducement by paying them money. Shmei also Ushlei Shmeis. Omar Rabbe Barabe Eliezer Keneget Kulam. that Eliezer was shoku kineged kolom. Ikeda amre Eliezer hu that the chushbeini hocha, chushbeini hocha, the Eliezer begimatre Rashi shmei nosa ushmei shmeis shelohu yoyim Eliezer lechut only Eliezer. ויאמר אברהם ברבי בן גימול שוני מקר אברום הסבירי שנאמר עקב הששון אברום בקהיל חושבייני מיו ושיבינו טרי so the gematria of עקב is 172 קוף is 100 עין is 70 and בייס is 2 and how many years did he live? 175 so that means that Avraham, of the 175 years that Avraham lived, so 172 years were dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the first 3 years not. So that means Begimul Shono Hikra Avraham is buried. Ve'yomar Amaram Hasoton B'chush B'nei Tlat Me'yo V'shitin V'abo. And how many days are there in the year? 365. And Soton Hasoton Hasoton, so is 364. So why? Because there is one day that the Satan has no care, has no power, and that is Yom Kippur. Satan, Chazal say, who are Satan, who are Yetzer Hara? So who is the Satan? The evil inclination. So in other words, what is the biggest Satan and the biggest adversary against of the Jewish people? The evil inclination. So, but this evil inclination, he works very hard 364 days a year. But Yom Kippurim, he doesn't work. So that's why Hasoton is Bechushbein Itlat Mio Vishitim Vabo. Vyom Arom Barabe, Ksiv Avrom, Ksiv Avrom, Bitril Im Lichak Rishbochom Masayim Vabo, Mishlish Ivorim, the Sifim Lichal Masayim Vabo, Mishmin Ivorim. Anyway, Shteinayim, Shteinayim, Reshagvir. Vyom Arom Barabe, מאי דחסיב ירקטנו אנושים, ירקטנו זה הגוב אנושים, מעטים ליבורים בו אלה מלגודו מסיב ובייס הזה יצר הרע, ובון אלה מצוינים חכום, ומילה אבין איסו מוצא מלישם מסכים, וחוכם זה יצטי ומילה תהו איזה עיר בחוכמו, זה יצטי ומילה תהו, ועוד אם לזוכר עשי שם מסכן ההוד, בשעס יצר אורל, לז דה מתקלו ליצטי. Because when יצר הרע overtakes a person, so then the יצטי is not even seen. החוכמתו היא לחוכם מעשור השליטים. החוכמתו היא לחוכם זו תשובה מהסנטים עם מעשור השליטים, שתי עיניים, שתי אוזניים, שתי ידיים, שתי רגליים, ויש הגבי יורפה. אומר רב שחיים של רב שמואל, ביקש הקדוש ברוך הוא להציקונו משם, שנאמר והוא קיין לקיין אליום, כאילו שהקדים ביחס אברום, בוט שם, committed a sin, כאילו שהקדים, he was מקדים, ביחס אברום לביחס עמוקת. So he ציו מאברום. שנאמר ויברכהו ויאמר ברוך אברום לקהיל עליון קני שמיים ואורץ וברוך קהיל עליון. So he mentioned Avram first and then HaKadosh Baruch. So because of that he was not זכה תיקונה. So הוא אמר לי אברום וכי מקדימים ברכס עבד וברכס קני מיד ניתן לאברום מיד נתלה אברום שנאמר נאום עד השם לעדי נשאים למין השורש ישראל ואחר הדים לרגליך ובעשרי כסיב נשבע עד השם ללינוחם עתו קיין לאילום על דיברתי מלכי צדק על דיבור של מלכי צדק ואין נכסיב הוא קיין לקיר אליין הוא קיין ואין זרי קיין הוא קיין ואין זרי קיין all right now right after Pesach there will be בחינה on the third פרק on the third פרק of Nidor right after Pesach. Now, in 3 minutes, I would like to start the sharing.